brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the beginning of the third hour of the show. January 14th, 2009. I am Jason Verma, sitting in all week for Alex Jones. And our guest now is Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst for over 25 years. And really what I'd like to talk to him about today is the incoming Obama administration. We're 6 days away. Some of the appointments, I know that Mr. McGovern is no fan of Robert Gates, who will be staying on as Secretary of Defense. And I want to get his take also on his Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel. You've definitely been very outspoken about the Gaza-Israeli situation, so I'd really like to hear what you think about that appointment. And, of course, I want to talk about this new book called American Grit, which is calling for conscription, one of the lead editors over at the Washington Times. Mr. McGovern, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Jason?
Good, good. So right off the bat, are you happy with most of the appointments of the Obama administration? Are you not happy? What do you think?
Well, I guess my attitude is wait and see here. I was unhappy for quite some time, and then I was quite happy with Leon Panetta's naming as the new CIA director, because for once we have a person there with a certain clout, as Obama himself said, and a well-earned reputation for impeccable integrity. And those are the things that have been missing for lo these... Let's see, 1980, so that's, 28 years, and we dearly need to have it back. Admiral Stansfield Turner, who was appointed by Jimmy Carter to be his Director of Central Intelligence, is the last person who combined not only personal integrity but with a managerial sense and was able to manage that very far-flung operation.
And for people not familiar with Panetta, Panetta was Clinton's Chief of Staff, correct?
He was for a couple of years, but his real claim to fame was eight terms in Congress from California. He became head of the Budget Committee. He was also head of the Office of Management and Budget for a while. Before that, and this is interesting, he was a Republican working under Nixon in the Civil Rights Department of the Health, Education, and Welfare Department. And when it was made clear to Leon Panetta that civil rights, this was not really the thrust of what Nixon wanted to achieve with his so-called Southern strategy, and that Panetta really ought to lay back, sort of take a vacation, like a very long 4-year one, Panetta, to his great credit, up and quit, and actually later became a Democrat, ran for Congress from the Monterey part of California. And by all accounts, did a bang-up job.
And he and his wife, I believe, run an institute right now, too. So I guess that is one of the appointments that you're looking forward to. What about the Gates situation, though? It looks like he's going to stay on for at least another year. Obama himself has talked about a redistribution of forces into Afghanistan, says we need more troops there as we de-escalate in Iraq. What's your view on that?
Well, Gates has always been a problem to me, not only because he's such a rank careerist, but also because his substantive sense is not good. Witness the fact that when he was working for me, he had his PhD in Russian history, and yet he didn't get it when the Soviet Union started to fall apart. And he and his mentor, William Casey, then the director of the CIA, fought and told Reagan, that this fellow got a bit chuffed. He's just a commie, like all the rest of them. The Soviet Party, the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, would never lose its place, and so don't worry about him. It's going to be the same. He missed the big one.
All right, we're talking to Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after the break. Infowars.com and live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you. Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're sitting and talking to Ray McGovern over at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And Mr. McGovern, you know, to get away from Gates, let's talk about the Israeli situation right now. You know, I'd like you to give an overview of what's happening in Israel over the last few weeks, all up until today when there's a new tape out of supposedly bin Laden, you know, taking the plight of the Palestinian people. And I believe that's put out there. For anybody that speaks out against Israeli aggression, they're automatically, you know, associated with the boogeyman, Osama bin Laden. What are your views?
Well, that's an interesting observation. Certainly those who oppose what the Israelis are doing now or can easily be rhetorically linked to the baddest of the bad, huh?
Yeah, just today.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole business here boils down to the fact that the Israelis could not do any of this without the full support of the Bush government. And that is the saddest thing on earth here. What's happening is a massacre there. You know, people talk about the Gazans running out of water. I just got a message here from Gaza saying there is no potable water in Gaza, period. There's a small aquifer, and it's very small. It's too polluted to drink, and it's used to irrigate what little agriculture there is left. You know, that 1970s era treaty with Sadat, Begin, and Carter That gave the Israelis the sole right to supply Gaza with water as well as with electrical power, and the Gazans are out of both, period. And so this is, you know, this is a pogrom of massive proportions. And here we are supplying the F-16s, the helicopter gunships, the tanks, the Caterpillar bulldozers made in Peoria, Illinois, and we are doing that. And what we are doing is not only massacring the Gazans or making it possible for the Israelis to do that, but it's on TV every night to 1.3 billion, and I repeat, billion Muslims in the world. And this is not the way to curb the so-called war on terror. This is the excellent way to make the recruiting lines before Al-Qaeda and every other terrorist organization longer than they have ever been before.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up the war on terror, because that was my next point. The new cover story over at Newsweek is Obama's Cheney problem. And, you know, just from the web article that I printed, it's over 3 pages long. And it basically takes the stance that Obama should not give up any of the executive privileges that were given to the Bush administration under, you know, Bush and Cheney, all these, you know, we can torture, we can do this. I mean, it literally makes the case for torture being a good thing. It says, well, the lines are pretty gray, and you can sit there and say that you can't get real information, but that's not exactly so. Do you think that this incoming administration, first of all, will rescind any of that power, or should they?
Well, what I'd like to do is clarify what I conceive to be the situation here, Jason. It's not a matter of rescinding that power. That power was illegally employed. There's no constitutional or other statutory authority for torture or for eavesdropping of the kind that took place right after 9/11. And so it's not a matter of rescinding things. There is one thing that Obama should actually rescind, is not the word again, but he should issue a new executive order which says, we will abide by Geneva, we will not torture people, we will not condition our abiding by Geneva on other extraneous factors, and we will close Guantanamo. He needs to do that. He needs to do that right away. And one of the good things here, and one of the pluses of Panetta being named as head of the CIA, is that he is outspoken in saying what everybody believed before 8 years ago, and that is, we simply can't suspend American ideals here in the name of supposed national security. You know, we either believe in the dignity of the individual and the rule of law and the prohibition of cruel and unhuman punishment, or we don't. There isn't any middle ground. And so what I hope Obama will do is make that clear from the outset, and that everybody, from the vice president on down, will have clear standards to guide themselves by, which has not been the case for the last 8 years.
Well, I hope and pray that you're right. I don't know if that is going to be the case. I mean, with Rahm Emanuel coming in as chief of staff, this is a guy that's called for some type of military conscription, you know, basically saying people 18 to 25 will do 3 months of basic training, and then, you know, what military outfit they'll be put into, whether it's the Army or something domestic, is another question. But you now have a new book by one of the Washington Times editors, American Grit, where he's calling for the same thing. And he's been calling for this now for the last couple of years. He was on MSNBC in 2007 saying
Blankley.
This on, what's that? Tom Blankley?
Yeah,
Tom Blankley. And he was talking about how they needed conscription, and then he said that it would not happen under this administration, meaning the Bush administration. And I can understand that, because there was such an outcry. You know, Congress had like a 13% approval rating. You know, I'd say 70%, 80% of the population knew that they were just being lied to outright. Most people don't think, you know, including even Letterman, that Cheney gives a damn about America or people in this country. But under Obama, you know, there's this certain hope, and, you know, he has this positive persona in the media. Do you think, number one, that it's dangerous having Rahm Emanuel as the chief of staff, and number two, that conscription is likely under his administration?
Well, on this kind of thing, Jason, I defer to the domestic politics experts here. People tell me without any hesitation that conscription, a draft, renewal of the draft is out of the picture. It can't be tolerated domestically. Now, I don't know what that says in speaking of the American people, If there were another Hitler to arise, I would hope that the American people would rise to the occasion. But that seems to be the accepted political or conventional wisdom, and we'll just take that for what it is. Now, mm-hmm. I will sort of append a little corollary there. I have always been unalterably opposed to the so-called volunteer army. I served in the army for 2 years, and I served together with doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs and everybody from Georgia to, you know, to the hallowed sanctums of Harvard. We were all put in that mix together. We were army officers, infantry, intelligence, and we were defending the country in relative peacetime just before Vietnam started. But we were all in there together, and we all recognized that we had this duty to spend 2 years doing this. And there's a melting pot effect there. There's a real disincentive to get involved in wars. Witness the fact that when we were in Vietnam, a lot of the opposition came from members of Congress who had sons or cousins or brothers, or they themselves were in Vietnam and saw what was going on. Once you farm this out, so to speak, once you contract it out to folks who do not have the opportunities most of us do, the ones from the farms, the ones from the cities or towns less than 50,000, which is the majority of our armed services personnel now, then you have a totally different situation. You have a kind of a hired hand approach to this thing of people who join for reasons other than protecting the country. I don't fault them for that, but that's just the reality. And so there's a little pitch for me as to why conscription ordinarily, or a draft, or obligatory 2-year service should be part of our woodwork here in this country. Now,
the Charlie Rangel approach, where he was trying to pass a bill to have conscription by saying, you know, the war in Iraq would end because, you know, congressmen's sons and daughters would be eligible for the draft. That was kind of the position he took, yes?
That's exactly right, yeah. And, you know, he was being a little cynical there because he knew that would never fly. Mm-hmm. But if that were the case before the war in Iraq, you know, and real people, I mean, people from various parts of life here, people who have experience in academia and business and law firms and so forth, if everyone was equally vulnerable or liable for this draft, you would have real second thoughts about sending people willy-nilly off to a godforsaken, unnecessary war. Mm-hmm. So, I think Rangel's embarrassed everybody by making that point. And I think it's a point that really needs to be made because, you know, if you look at the people making decisions for this war, who are they? Well, they're a bunch of very privileged, very rich, very wealthy and very well-connected people, all except for one person, who, Condoleezza Rice, says she's a woman. She looks like a woman, but she doesn't much act like one. What you need, are mothers. Mothers with actual children, flesh and blood children, who know what it's like to lose a child. Mothers up there in the cabinet helping to make these decisions. And I'll tell you what will happen. There'll be much, much less frivolous decision making in terms of going to this or that war or throwing this group of paratroopers out this window and so forth. And that's what Obama should do now, in my view. He should convene a council of not just wise men, as we used to always say, but wise men and women of the kind I just mentioned, not of the kind of Madeleine Albright or Condoleezza Rice, mothers. People who would get together and piece through what it really means. What our stakes in Iraq, what our stakes in Afghanistan, if any, really are. And then trim the policies accordingly.
All right, well, there you go. You segue into my next question. You said, if any, in Afghanistan. Obama says we need to send more troops there. We've set now a supposed real timetable to get troops all the way out of Iraq, I believe, by the end of 2011. I don't think that's actually going to happen, but I do think there'll be a de-escalation there. But I really see most of those troops moving into Afghanistan. What's your view on that? Oh, hold on. We're about to go to break, Ray. I thank you so much for joining us. Folks, it's Ray McGovern, 25-plus-year CIA analyst under the Reagan administration and others. This is the Alex Jones Show. You can see us live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose or bouquets, preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more, and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in all week long, and my latest film is Fabled Enemies. You can get it right now over at Infowars.com. You can also get other great titles like Endgame and 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising. Right now we're discussing what the future holds for Afghanistan with CIA veteran Ray McGovern. And, you know, again, in my viewpoint, it really looks like a redistribution of forces in the Middle East. I really just don't see U.S. power leaving there completely, especially with the rising tensions in India and Pakistan especially. What's your take on what's going on over there, Ray?
I think you're turning in the right direction there, Jason. You know, people ask me during the campaign, why is it that Barack Obama is so eager to make Afghanistan his, well, he doesn't realize it, but make it his Vietnam, or his Iraq, you know? I mean, there's no percentage in it at all. Why is he doing this? Well, I'm no expert on domestic politics, but I guess I figured, well, he thinks he needs to say those things to win the election. Well, now he's won the election. They are trimming their sails a little bit. I do hope that they will convene this kind of commission or study group or group of wise men and women to reassess what our equities there, what our objectives are. But I hope, too, that they'll look into the history of Afghanistan because, what people should know, people who admire warriors and conquerors like Alexander the Great, he tried Afghanistan. He was just trying to get to China, right? But as soon as he got into Afghanistan, he got such a bloody nose that they drove him back, these insurgents, these militants, they drove him back. The year was 329 of the Common Era, okay? And I have to do a play on words here. It was a common error, too, because since then the British, the Russians, and now we and NATO are trying to repeat the same error that happened in 329 of the current era. Now, what happened, of course, was he was trying to get to China, but he couldn't get through Afghanistan because the same incredibly ferocious folks who don't like their land invaded were there at the time. Then you fast forward, how many centuries here? We're talking now 1800. So what, 1500 years later, the British decide, well, they're going to do it. Why? Well, because the emir or whoever it was that was ruling some of Afghanistan there in Kandahar and Kabul, they seemed to be a little too close to the Russians, and that would imperil the British dominion in India. And so the British, they could do what they wanted in the 19th century, so they sent 16,500 troops into Afghanistan. And guess what? They didn't prevail, and this white stuff started coming down from the sky, and it was very, very cold. And it was just like Napoleon going into Russia. They tried to get out of Afghanistan, and guess what? Every one of those 16,500 men were killed, save one who lived to tell the tale. So we're talking now, not 329, we're talking 1839, okay? Now, after that, the British kept going back in there. There were huge reprisals, lots of people massacred in Kabul, and they played around with this right through the First World War. Into the Second World War, the RAF was still bombing places in Afghanistan. And what did they get them? Zilch. The Russians, as we all know, spent a decade trying to prevail, whatever that means, in Afghanistan, were finally driven out, and that was a contributing factor to the implosion of the Soviet Union. So now we're going to go into Afghanistan. We're going to go in there with, not 32,000, but maybe 30,000 more, 62,000. Give me a break. Look at that country. If you flattened Afghanistan, how big it would be? Big as China, for Pete's sake. It's an incredibly mountainous place. It's incredibly difficult to, quote, prevail in Afghanistan. So what I dearly hope is that Obama will sit down with people who know something about the area, the Robert Fisks of this world, the people who have lived there and tasted Afghanistan, sit down and learn what's really going on there and not depend on people like Bobby Gates. I'll tell you a little vignette. When he was my analyst there for the Middle East, he had a little sense of humor, and he'd say, with Afghanistan, I remember C.W. Fields, what he said when, I was spent 2 weeks in Afghanistan one time, lost my corkscrew, terrible country, terrible time, okay? Well, that's symptomatic of what it is when you get there. Whether you lose your corkscrew or not, you're going to lose your rear end, and they ought to stay out of there and tamp down that conflict.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls on the other side for Ray McGovern and myself. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. Lots of breaking news, big articles over at Infowars.com right now. And, of course, we're streaming live via the Internet at PrisonPlanet.tv. Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, is my guest. We're going to go to your calls this segment. Hopefully you will stay on topic and I won't get any wild ones like I did in the first hour. All right, let's go to, I believe, we are on Mike in Wyoming. Mike, what's on your mind? Maria in Germany. Maria, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, thanks so much for your show. I'd like to talk about the bloodlines of Dracula. And the ongoing
All right, that'll be for another day. Thank you so much. Can we stay on topic here, folks? Please, I'm begging you. Someone give me something on topic. We've got a new administration coming in 6 days. We've got a possible world war about to erupt in the Middle East. I mean, we're talking about not only the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but we've got Joe Biden overseas trying to smooth things over with Pakistan after the Mumbai attacks led back to Pakistani intelligence. This is what I want to talk about. Okay, I want to talk about what's going on, not the bloodlines of Dracula. My God. All right, let's go to TD in California. TD, what's on your mind?
How's it going? Yeah, I got a question and a comment.
Okay.
On topic, I hope.
Okay.
Question, if we do pull out of the war, God willing, everything works out, what happens to all those well-trained, intelligent, armed, educated soldiers when they come home and we don't have jobs out here?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm wondering, First of all, I don't think that we're going to pull out of that many military conflicts that won't redistribute our troops anyway. But what do you think? Say we do pull out of the war and there's no jobs here. Well, what is going to happen, Mr. McGovern?
Well, with all that money that we have already given to Wall Street and are now giving to other folks, including the auto companies, we create jobs. I mean, this is possible. We have to get out of this war mentality, and we have to get the military-industrial complex, which is very real, by the way, which is very, very real, get them to retool. God knows we need alternative sources of energy. We need wind, solar. We need smart ways to buy, to build cars so they don't use up so much fuel. And there are all kinds of ways that our economy would keep going and actually be buttressed for the long run by a huge public works expenditures and other ways to put people to work.
Are you optimistic that the economy is going to recover? I mean, we got Bernanke yesterday calling for more bailouts. Citigroup, you know, they're saying it's in death throes, but its mortgage department has already been absorbed by Morgan Stanley. I see, you know, a consolidation of banks, and I see a consolidation of power for the people that print the money in the Federal Reserve System. You know, Kucinich being on the floor saying that the Federal Reserve is as Federal Express is dead on. And I'm pretty worried that we might get suckered into yet another bailout, and there isn't a lot of hope for our economic future.
Well, you're talking about the old crowd, and one additional reason for concern, of course, is that some of the old crowd has, for whatever reason, insinuated itself into the Obama crowd. We'll just have to see on that. The country is really and truly in dire straits, and I think that what is called for here is the kind of leadership that a new person, a person who has won an overwhelming mandate, might be able to lead us into, and we'll just have to see. I'm not an expert on the economy, but just to see how it works out.
All right. Any other points, TD?
Actually, on interpreting that Metallica video yesterday, I thought it was a lot less about Russia, even though it gave concrete evidence about Russia. And just to tie it in with the end radio stuff or the newsreel at the end of the video.
Yeah, the newsreels they played, sure.
Yeah, just to tie it in with that, I think it's a lot more. It just reminded me of Cobra, man. First they try to be like us, then they attack us.
Well, I got in so much trouble just for playing that Metallica song on the air. Some of the Christian affiliates out there just can't take a little bit of metal. But when you have a video that's not only talking about the eugenics aspect, but then also brings chemtrails into the mix by the number one metal band of all time, and really one of the number one rock bands of all time, Metallica, I think it's worth playing. I thank you for the call, TD. All right, let's jump to Ken in Texas. Ken, what's on your mind?
Hi, Ken.
Thank you, Jason. I want to make a comment and then ask Ray McGovern a question, if that's all right.
Sure thing.
We keep talking about the Obama administration, not only your show, the show I listened to before, and his administration, as I say. Attorney Philip J. Berg has proved definitively on ObamaCrimes.com that Obama is definitely not eligible to be president of the United States. Ray McGovern, couldn't he be blackmailed by other countries?
What he's referring to, obviously, and I'm sure you've heard this, I mean, you're on the talk radio circuit somewhat, is whether or not he was born in Hawaii and why he wasn't able to show his birth certificate. There is some controversy. He may have been born in Kenya. And, you know, I'm sure you've looked around that. I mean, what are your views on those theories?
Yeah, well, Jason, this is not the kind of thing that I waste a lot of time with. It suffices for me to hear that that this has been looked into, and people I respect indicate that there are some peculiarities with the way Hawaii handles original copies of birth certificates, and that it's just a fluke that his was not readily accessible.
I hear you. I mean, I think more to the point is the fact that, you know, I think what works against us possibly with the Obama administration and himself included is that he does take more of an internationalist point of view. You know, I was watching, you know, a couple of his interviews with CNN, and this is a guy that's, you know, grown up around the world. And I'm just not sure that he's going to have just the United States' best interests at heart. I mean, the media has called him the next global president, the way he's been deified on the cover of the Rolling Stone, his speech in Berlin. I think that stuff is a lot more relevant than whether, you know, I mean, we could sit here and argue all day whether he's a natural citizen or not. I think you know, let's see if the proof is in the pudding. I'm disturbed that it was a state senator, you know, who got into the Senate for one term, and by 2007 he had already announced his candidacy for the president and won. And this is virtually an unknown. This is a guy who's not proven, and I guess we're going to see in 6 days whether he's the leader that all these people voted for or not, or just another front man. I mean, Rahm Emanuel makes me quite uneasy. All right, let's jump
to
the next call.
Let me just chime in there, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are all kinds of ways of looking at being a internationalist or not.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it, and you can take it for what it's worth, is that in this day and age, one needs to have a certain sensitivity to what's going on in the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe in a shorthand slogan, I can simply say that it would be really neat if when Obama has finished his speech on Tuesday, he finished with not God bless America, but God bless America and the rest of the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the attitude we need to adopt, you know? We can't mm-hmm. be sitting here and watch the Israelis kill over 1,000 now Gazans in a kind of shooting pool. And not be concerned about that and not move to stop it. And yet we Americans have been kind of educated to say, well, you know, we're America first people and we only care about our interests. And, you know, it's too bad about those Gazans. Well, that's not the proper approach, in my view, not only morally, but politically. And I felt I need to say that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think that, you know, a lot of the dehumanization that occurs for people outside of this country is just plain wrong. But at the same time, I am an America First guy in that I really think that we have to clean up the mess here before we go into an Afghanistan, you know, full force again. Or
no quarrel there. Yeah, no
yeah.
Quarrel
yeah.
There.
And, you know, it's just, it to me, again, we'll see. But the way that he's talking about global citizenship, sacrifice and service, I really feel like we're getting set up for something here. Maybe I'm wrong. All right, let's jump to Michael in the Netherlands. Michael, what's on your mind?
How you doing? Jason, I want to thank you for taking my call. Although this is the Alex Jones show, I think you're going a little bit soft on Ray McGovern. You know, CIA, always CIA.
Oh, come on.
So,
you know,
let me
cut you off for a second. You know, Ray has done this show on many an occasion. He's given me a personal interview a couple years ago. He's one of the most outspoken people I've seen in the anti-war movement in years. He confronted Rumsfeld, for God's sakes. And I know that Ray's heart is in the right place. And, you know, anybody who doubts that, listen, I know that once CIA, always CIA. That's not always the case. You know, there are a lot of good people that work within these intelligence organizations, not only the CIA, but the FBI, the NSA, and they really are trying to work for our best interests. It's only the upper echelon, the top of the cream, that really does some of this revolting, tyrannical stuff. And, I mean, you know, Mr. McGovern, you worked in the agency for years and years and years. Isn't that the case? Aren't most people really looking out for the best interests of the people in those organizations?
Most of the people down the line, as you explained it, certainly are. It's mm-hmm. the corrupt leaders that have been foisted upon us that have us involved in things like prostituting the intelligence process, corrupting the product, and worse still, torturing people, kidnapping them, and putting them in black holes without telling their wives or children or even the Red Cross. So, yeah, there have been abuses. There are lots of us still around and some still in the agency who are trying to correct those abuses. And the naming of Leon Panetta is a milestone in this, and I dearly hope that he can get the agency back on track.
And personally, I'm just thankful that we can get all sorts of views. I'm thankful that a Ray McGovern will do this show because I'm here to hear all voices. They may not agree with me 100% on every nuance, but that can't be expected because I don't agree with Alex Jones on every nuance. We're all different people. I think when we stop listening to other people's opinion, that's the real danger. I thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to John in California. John, what's on your mind? You with
hey
us,
there,
John?
How you guys doing?
Good.
I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on people that don't believe in this collapse of the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
My mother recently came back from Mexico, and she went to 3 different banks that would not take her dollars anymore. So you have to go
coming.
To these private houses to exchange your dollars.
I think that once you saw, I think it's now almost a year ago, when you saw the dollar go on parity with the Canadian dollar, and now the Canadian dollar is just worth slightly more, and you saw how much less you got in Mexico when you brought American dollars down there, you better believe people are going to stop taking that currency. Listen, that's why it's important to get hard currency. I'm a big gold and silver guy. Personally, I can't afford gold, but silver I can afford. Midas Resources, man, protect yourself. We've been, you know, preaching that for years and years on this show. I remember when I was just a listener to this show back in 02 and 03, and gold was still at 300 some odd dollars an ounce, and it's more than doubled that in less than 10 years, and really less than 6 years. It's amazing to me. So it's always good to be protected. I would not be keeping a whole lot of money in the bank right now. I mean, that's just the way it is. Who knows what's going to be announced in the next couple of weeks? Who knows how many bailouts will pass, what banks will go under? I mean, the Depression actually happened. There were runs on banks. It's happened in the past, and if there's anything I've learned is that we tend to like to repeat the past because we don't know about it, and most people remain so ignorant about how the financial process currently works that I think that's what we're in store for. All right, let's jump to Michael in Massachusetts. Michael, what's on your mind? You with us?
Hey, I am. How's it going, gentlemen? Hey, Michael.
Good.
Hey, Ray. I wanted to kind of, ask you a quick question. I listened to what you say, and, you know, a lot of what you say is interesting. I saw that Rumsfeld confrontation, and Mark went down for the good guys. That was definitely embarrassing towards him and fired me up, but when I hear you talk about, you know, saying, oh, I just, you know, I want to see Obama get a group of wise men to really, like, go over the problems and see if we can figure something out, it almost seems like you don't know about, like, Bohemian Grove and all the totally just, like, ludicrous bananas morals that these people are working under. I mean, do you understand that it's like a Machiavellian thing where, you know, they don't give a damn about people. It's just, you know, ends justifies the means.
All right, let me ask him that question. I mean, obviously, you know, you do these radio shows. You've heard about the secret societies. You know, outside of Bohemian Grove, I'm sure that you wouldn't argue that, you know, when people go to these Bilderberg conferences or Davos or even, you know, trilateral meetings, these are meetings that aren't often made public or the results of which aren't often made public, and decisions are made there. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. McGovern?
Sure. I mean, you're absolutely right. The question is whether Barack Obama would ever be invited to Bohemian Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the guys that went there because I used to brief them, and that includes relatively well-balanced people like George Shultz, of all people. Okay?
Yes, George Shultz is a member,
absolutely. So they go up there, and they cavort in the nude, and I don't know what else they do, but and Bilderberg, yeah, that's exactly right. The question is, whether Barack Obama is in that coterie of privileged, wealthy folks, I want to believe that he's not. I think his whole past shows that he's not. Mm-hmm. And I take great encouragement from that, to think that when he convenes a little wise men and women circle, it won't include these guys. It will include people like us, people who know which end is up in Afghanistan, in Iraq, academics, people from the press, not from the fawning corporate press here in the States, but from the international press, and get himself educated. And so, you know, I take your point, Michael, but I had not the foggiest notion that any of those folks would resemble in any way, shape, or form the Bohemian Grove or Bilderberg kinds of folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my listeners will yell at me if I don't make you aware, but this year it does appear that, you know, when Barack Obama ditched his press entourage right after he had got the nomination, that he and Hillary Clinton were meeting in a secret location in D.C. At first, he said Hillary's house, then it wasn't Hillary's house, then later it was Dianne Feinstein's house, you know, 5 miles away from where Bilderberg was held this year. You know, you take it for what it's worth. I don't trust them. But then again, you know, I don't trust most of the establishment these days, and I don't think that, you know, especially people listening to this program, but I don't think most people do. You want to be optimistic. You want to hope that this is the great change that everybody's talking about it. But, you know, just like you, I try to take everything with a grain of salt, and we'll see when the proof is in the pudding. Guys, we're 6 days away. Like you said, Mr. McGovern, you'd like to hear him reach out to the rest of the world in this inaugural speech. Do you think that's happened? Do you think that there is a chance that we can reach out to the rest of the world and maybe solve some of the problems we've had over the last 8 years?
Well, the world is waiting. That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, never before has there been such a one-sided acclamation of a newly elected president. I mean, just
it's just mind-boggling. We can't hope to understand what it means for people abroad. And the question will be, really, whether he can break the shackles of the establishment here in a way that will not derail him, in a way that will not get him shot, in a way that will allow him to make political progress here. And, you know, I think the jury is out. It's very appropriate to be skeptical, and particularly of someone like Hillary Clinton, who has earned that kind of skepticism. Obama, for me, is kind of tabula rasa so far. I mean, he's got a lot of good stuff, a lot of questionable stuff, particularly with his appointments to the defense sector. But let's see what he does. And I think I have it's reasonable to be hopeful as well as reserved and cynical.
Thank you so much for joining us this hour, Mr. McGovern. Guys, we bring it all.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And, you know, we take the hard questions here. We take the callers. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Look, I feel bad for cutting off that woman in Germany because she's from Germany. If you want to talk about Dracula's bloodlines, we'll talk about it. You can call back in. We're taking calls for the next hour here on the Alex Jones Show. Yes, it appears that both Bush and Kerry, on some level, are descendants of, you know, basically the guy who Dracula is based on. It's true. Great. All right. That's not what I want to talk about when I have Ray McGovern on. I want to talk about intelligence issues. I want to talk about global politics. You know, if we had Tex Mars on, that's great. You know, we can talk about that. If we had someone like Fred Springmeier, 13 Bloodlines of the Illuminati, you can get that at Infowars.com. It's interesting info. But come on, folks. You know, I mean, I feel like, you know, because I'm in for Alex Jones, the attack dogs are coming on. I mean, I have people talking about race wars. Let me tell you a little something about the race wars. Not going to happen, genius. If you're still caught up in race having anything to do with the world elite or the power elite, and we need to kill the blacks or the Jews or anybody who's not white, this isn't the program to call into, because I don't want to hear that nonsense. It's total garbage. And if you're a part of that organization, or one of those like neo-Nazi organizations, or one of those anti-Semitic organizations, one of the hardcore ones like that really does hate people based on their race, you know, it's time to look in the mirror and really see why you hate yourself, you retard. I mean, how can you have hate for somebody not based on the content of their character, but the color of their skin? I'm a Martin Luther King Jr. fan. I don't know about you. I feel like you should get to know somebody before you automatically dislike them. Call me nuts. All right. It's open phone lines for the next hour. Let's go to DeWitt in Texas. DeWitt. Or is that Dwight? Okay, Dwight, what's on your mind?
I was calling to make a correction about something you said on the show yesterday.
Okay.
In regard to the Mythbusters article.
Okay,
That article is actually a hoax printed on the web, so that's not going to happen.
So it's not happening.
If you go to the Mythbusters forum, it says that it's inappropriate to talk about those comments. And I also just wanted to bring up something, mm-hmm. since you just said that, you know, you need to get to know somebody before you really hate them.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to bring up an article that I saw on the Loose Change forums. It was entitled, "It's Snowing in Hell," and it was right after Tony Snow had passed away. It was a really scathing article that you posted yourself, and I was wondering.
Oh,
if
really
you had
scathing? Yet. Oh, hold on. It was two paragraphs, and you can bring it up, and it wasn't scathing at all. I said, I think my entitlement.
Why'd you delete it from your page the next day?
Well, I did. I said it was like a, first of all, scathing article. It was a two paragraph blog line. And,
basically, defaming Tony Snow the day
Tony
after
Snow's
he died.
Not a good person, bro. Tony Snow was a Fox News anchor, hold on, who then got appointed to Bush's press secretary, who spewed lie after lie, not only in the press on the podium, but when I would tune into, you know, Bill Maher on HBO, he'd spew lie after lie there. Look, Tony Snow, not a good person. I'm not
apparently
crying over his death.
I thought it was so inappropriate that you had to remove it from your blog immediately.
I didn't pull it. Someone
okay, so other
it.
People that you, yeah, so it was so inappropriate that it wasn't able to stay on your blog.
Listen, no, not true at all. I don't think it was inappropriate one bit. I based my article by the content of that man's character, not the color of his skin, not his position.
All
I'm doing is posting what I felt about a person who lied to the American people and lied to the world and caused thousands and thousands of people overseas, and guess what, in this country too, yes, military forces to die. He is not a good man. Although I do like calls that challenge my position. Thanks for the call, Dwight. We're going to keep taking your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.